25 years ago, Lorraine Krajewski lost nearly everything. She lost her home and she lost her church. Both were demolished when General Motors built a sprawling auto plant over Poletown, a Polish-American neighborhood at the border of Detroit. Krajewski says it was the fight of her life.
I did things I never thought I would do. I picketed, in rain and snow. I wrote letters, to congressmen and to our council and everything. And I went to meetings that would last till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning at times. And I took time off from work to go downtown to the council meetings.
Krajewski was mad at the city of Detroit for letting it happen, and she was mad at the Catholic Church in Detroit for not fighting the project, but not mad enough to leave the church. Krajewski and others forced out of Poletown found a new parish in the city called St. Josephat. Krajewski headed for the suburbs after Poletown disappeared, but she still returns to the city every Sunday for Mass at St. Josephat. It's a 15-mile trip.
We decided we are not going to let another Polish church go down the drain. And that's why I've been coming here. It's just too bad that we don't have a larger congregation.
More parishioners would make Krajewski feel more sure that St. Josephat would always be here, that it was safe from closing down. But it's not safe. Only a few dozen Catholics show up here anymore for Mass on Sunday, and the church can hold 1,200 people. Father Mark Borkowski is the pastor at St. Josephat. He says people like Krajewski, who are coming from 10, 15, or 20 miles away, are the only ones keeping his church open, but just barely.
If we were to live on Sunday collections alone, the parish would not be able to survive. So with our monthly fundraising dinners, we can survive. But there's a difference between surviving and flourishing.
People left the churches when they left the city for bigger plots of land and better schools. And the Catholic Archdiocese of Detroit followed its people. Catholics built new churches in the suburbs. But now the Archdiocese is rethinking its role in urban sprawl. Father Ken Kochek is on the Detroit Archdiocese Urban Sprawl Committee. Kochek says the church is concerned about sprawl because it creates social and economic inequities between cities and suburbs.
It creates blight. It creates loss. It creates desolation, and it creates desecration. And it destroys not only communities, but therefore it destroys the lives of people.
Kochek says the main tenet of the church's anti-sprawl campaign is encouraging local governments to work together on economic development. He says if communities are not trying to one-up each other to win new development projects, there would be less incentive for companies to move farther into rural areas. Kochek says the church wants its pastors to talk about sprawl in their Sunday sermons. He calls it stirring the population to affect social change.
It's government of the people, for the people, and by the people. I mean, that's what a democracy is about. But someone has to sort of raise the question, and you raise the question faith-based through the scriptures. Is this what the gospel of Jesus Christ calls us to? No, it doesn't call us to sprawl. It calls us to solidarity and community and to looking at how service of one another sometimes means dying to myself. That means maybe I'm going to have to give something up.
It isn't likely the church's urban sprawl committee will be able to do much to bring people back to parishes in the city. Father Mark Borkowski at St. Josephat prays about the problem to the Madonna. Her picture is at the center of the church's main altar.
My personal reason for the novena is to say to the Blessed Virgin Mary, I haven't got a clue as to what to do. So I'm turning this problem over to you. This is your shrine. If you want to stay here, Mary, do something to help us help you stay and help us stay here. When the problem is too big, you have to turn it over to a higher power.
The Catholic Church now hopes to protect churches that could become the next victims of sprawl. Those are in places that once served the early waves of Catholics, leaving Detroit for the first suburbs. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Erin Toner.